survey says it's 6 o'clock, time for Family Feud. Now, here's your host, Grant Denyer.
Smiling faces tonight. Welcome to Family Feud, where two families are competing to take home $10,000 and maybe the chance to win a brand new Mitsubishi Outlander SUV as well, just by guessing the top answers that 100 people gave to some very simple questions. Righto, time to meet our families. First up, would you please welcome back our carryover champs who are here with us for their second night in a row from Victoria, the Whitelaw family. Jason does a double fist pump.
I'm pumped, mate. I'm ready to go.
Remind us who's on board your team.
This is my wife, Melina, my littlest brother, Tim, and my old man, Rob.
Great to have you guys back and ready to take them on. Also, Victoria, let's hear it for the Harding family. Nice. How are you?
Good, thank you.
Welcome along. Would you mind introducing us?
I have my son, Trent, my sister, Jenna, and my husband, Paul, on the end.
Who's ready to play? Let's get into it. Team captains, round one, let's play the feud. Here we go. We survey 100 people and the top 7 answers are on the board. Name something you would buy on impulse.
Jason.
A hat? I'm not sure.
I'm feeling reckless today. I'm going to buy myself a hat. How about you, Anna?
I think a dress would be bought on impulse.
Let's see. Oh. Well done. Pass the play. Good to see you.
You too.
You the baby of the family, eh, mate?
I am. Oh, actually, I've got a younger sister.
Oh, nice. Cool. Yeah. We better not forget them right now, because they're sitting at home going, what? Fire! Looking forward to this?
I am.
A little nervous?
A little bit.
That's okay, mate. Easy stuff. Name something you would buy on impulse.
Aeroplane tickets.
Ah, like a trip.
Yeah.
It's all right. First strike. It's all right, Trent. Don't stress. Is it Dina or Denna?
It's Denna.
Denna.
Yes.
So, name something you would buy on impulse.
I think I would probably go and buy perfume.
You would buy perfume on impulse?
Yeah.
Yeah. Two strikes down, early up. The Whitelaws could steal here, Paul.
Well, I've done this a few times.
Have you?
Yeah.
Why?
A car.
You buy a car just on impulse, just because you feel like it. Mm-hmm. How did that go down in the family at the time?
It was good.
Paul buys a car on impulse. What about something you would buy on impulse?
I had an answer and now I've forgotten. I think I would buy, if I was really on impulse, a flat.
You would just buy a flat on impulse. That's three strikes, Harding families. Whitelaws, your chance. Rob, what would you say?
I have done this, a house on impulse.
On impulse? Yeah. How does that even happen?
Oh, I liked it.
Tim?
I'm going to go house as well. Just got to put the hand up.
Wow. Mel?
I was going to go house, but I just thought of something.
Yep.
A puffy.
Oh. It's not bad.
Puffy.
Not the bad. When you see them, they're irresistible. You get at home and then they poo on the floor.
Yeah.
And you're going, that was a great impulse decision. Jason?
Well, originally, I thought the house was good, but I know Mel and I have bought a puppy on impulse before.
Mm.
So,
and you think maybe the rest of Australia might agree?
Oh. I'm sure that there's got to be other people out there that have bought a puppy on impulse.
So we're saying puppy?
Puppy.
Give me puppy! Oh, no! That misses out. Points go to Harding's in our first opening round of running. Answers are... Lollies. But no houses either, Whitelaws. Nice try, though. Love the spirit. Look, if you go on to win for, say, 5 nights in a row, Hardings, you know what? You'll be taking home the amazing all-new Mitsubishi Outlander. Now, the Outlander seats 5 with features including Mitsubishi's multi-communication system, dusk-sensing headlamps and CVT auto with paddle shift. Now, here's a question for everybody playing along at home and want the top answer to this one. See how you go. Name a food that's loud to eat. The answer's when we come back on Family Feud. We'll see you then. We'll be right back. were two families competing for the chance to win $10,000. Before the break, I asked, name a food that's loud to eat. And the answer was...
cheese!
Nice work, everybody. Mel, Trent, let's play! We surveyed 100 people and the top six answers are on the board. Name something you do on a holiday. Mel.
Sunbake.
You would sunbake. Mm. Can you beat it, Trent?
Swim.
You'd swim on a holiday? Oh. Close too. Just 1 point in it. Pass or play, Mel. Mate, welcome back. It's great to have you with us. Well,
thank you. Thanks for having me back.
You're quite a remarkable human being. Triple O operator. You help 9-year-olds deliver babies down the phone line. But I think it's your unique skill that's really got me. What can you do with your belly button?
Look, it's generally after a few brown lemonades, we'll call them.
Mm-hmm.
I figured out that there's another way to open a bottle, and it's with your belly button. So if you've got the tool, why not use it, I say?
Hey, Tim.
Yes, mate.
Great story.
Thank you.
Name something you'd do on a holiday.
I would think, Grant, that I know one of my holidays. I'll go shopping.
You go shopping?
Yep.
Good try, bad result. Hey, Rob,
Grant,
great to have you back.
Thank you very much. Good to
name
be back.
Name something you'd do on a holiday.
Grant, we all go away and we like to eat, so I'd say visit restaurants.
Let's see.
Yeah.
Everybody off to a bumpy start tonight, aren't we? Jason, those two blokes down the end have not delivered so far for you.
No, thanks for that.
something you do on a holiday, mate?
Well, I think people like to sit on a beach and relax.
You just like
relax. Just let everything unwind.
I like where you're going with that. That's why you're the captain.
That's right.
That's why you're the captain, Jason. Hi, Mel.
Hi.
How are you?
Great.
Name something you do on a holiday.
Oh, I think you'd if you're going to a different country, you definitely have to go see the sights. So yeah. Sightsee.
Sightsee? Mm. Yes. Of course you do. Nice. Pull an answer from your belly button for this question. Name something you do on a holiday.
I'll go along the same theme. Have some brown lemonades, I would drink.
You would
drink.
Drink.
Yes. Yeah. Dad's got to do bring the goods.
Name something you do on a holiday.
Well, we have to get to this place, don't we? So I'd say take a flight.
You take a flight. Yeah. That's three strikes, White Laws. The Hardings get another sniff at some points here, Paul.
Eat food.
Eat food, nice.
Yes, I agree, eat food.
Yeah, eat.
Eat's already been suggested. See if you can come up with something original.
Yeah, let's go buy some souvenirs.
We're going to buy some... I like that. That's good. Don't throw it away like you think it's not going to work, Anna. Let's go positive. Let's get some souvenirs. Ah! Hardings miss out. So, points go to Whitelaw. Sacks in the 74. The final answer on the board is... recuperate and rest and all that jazz.
Righto.
Everybody having fun?
Yep.
Double points time, just to step it up a gear. Give me Tim, give me Dina, let's play. We surveyed 100 people and the top seven answers are on the board. If babies could talk the moment they're born, what might they complain about? Dina.
A wet nappy.
Good. Tim.
I reckon hungry.
I'm hungry! Yeah. Top answer, bumper for play.
Oh, he's looking at me.
I am looking at you. It's my job. If babies could talk the moment they're born, what might they complain about, Rob?
Sleep.
Sleep. Good.
I can't sleep.
Give me sleep. First strike, I'm afraid. Sorry, Rob.
That's all right.
Jason.
I reckon that the first thing they'd be shocked about is the amount of light.
It's too bright.
They'd be in a nice, dark, warm place and then they come out and... Whoa.
No? It's interesting.
I remember, that's what I first thought.
Give me light on the board.
Now who's wrong?
I did not expect that. Jason, I did not expect that to even be on the board. You do think like 100 Australians. Who are we surveying? Mel.
Yes.
If babies could talk the moment they're born, what might they complain about?
They're really cold.
Yeah.
Like they shake a lot when they're born and...
Because you're not born with an Armani suit on, are you?
No.
You're missing a beanie and a scarf.
Yeah.
If babies could talk the moment they're born, what might they complain about?
I reckon they probably want a bit of attention. They might want mum, a bit of attention.
I want my mum. Two strikes down. Hardings, you guys could steal, so have a think. Rob.
Grant.
You kind of look like a little baby that's just popped out.
Thank you.
Because you look so young and fresh.
Thanks,
you have
mate,
a wonderful complexion. Imagine. Imagine someone, a baby's coming out and it's Rob. Hi, everybody! What would you say the moment you pop out, Rob?
Hi. Hello, world. Kathunka.
Excuse me?
That's the only word that came to my head. Kathunka.
Kathunka. Rob says Kathunka.
It's not going to be.
Sorry, Rob. That was a strike for some reason. Hey, Paul, what would you say?
Need to go to the toilet.
Dinner.
Along the same lines of food, I'd say I'm thirsty.
Nice. Trent?
Noisy.
Yeah, cool. OK, Anna. Some great options, but you're the boss.
I think I'm going to go with the loud, noisy, don't want to hear the Kathunky type... Thing, yes.
You want to go with loud?
Yes.
OK. For the steal, give me loud on the board. No! So the points go to the Whitelaw family. Takes it to 194. Remaining options.
Baby talk.
Baby talk.
Well,
there you go. That's what babies complain about, apparently. So score checks now. Harding's on 40. The Whitelaws have it at the moment, 194. And if you love Family Feud, then you're going to love 10 Play, where you can catch all the highlights and fun bits behind the scenes that we don't actually put in the show sometimes, so you'll enjoy that, and you'll also might enjoy playing our official Family Feud game. It's right there as well. Head to 10 Play and look for Family Feud, and all the details are there. It's anybody's game right now. We're coming back for triple points. Don't go anywhere. Family on 40, the Whitelaws have it on 194, they lead, and it's the family who gets to 300 points in this round could win $10,000. We're playing for triple points right now. OK, Hardings, let's do this. So, Rob, Paul, let's play.
Good luck.
We surveyed 100 people and the top seven answers are on the board. Name something a mother and daughter might not agree on. Rob.
Clothes that they're wearing.
Clothes. Close to the top answer. Paul, can you beat it?
Makeup.
Makeup. Pass or play?
Nah. Nah. Nah.
They're going to pass, you guys are going to play.
If it was my daughter and myself and she was dating a boy that I didn't like, I believe that the boyfriend would be a huge issue.
You see what I'm saying? Boyfriend. The audience seems to like it too. Give me boyfriend. Mm-hmm. Righto, Trent. Name something a mother and daughter might not agree.
Maybe shoes.
Shoes. Let's see if it's on the board. First up. First strike. Dinner. Something a mother and daughter might not agree on.
Going out.
Going out. I want to go out. Yes, she won't let him.
And she won't let him.
Yeah, going out's a good answer. But not on the board.
Yeah.
Whitelaws could steal here. Paul.
What time's come home?
Good. Yeah, I like that answer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Curfew. Righto. What do you reckon?
I reckon that a mother and daughter might not agree on her choice of work.
Work?
Work.
Let's see work on the board. Three strikes, Harding family, Whitelaws. I look forward to this, Rob.
This will be sensible. The bedroom, the state of the bedroom.
The state of the bedroom.
Speaking from experience,
excellent. Tim.
Going along with boyfriend, I would reckon friends in general.
Friends in general? Just good or bad influences? Yep. Mel?
School. Like her performance or, you know, homework.
How she's going at school.
Yeah.
Nice. Like, Jason, some wonderful options from the family.
I reckon they're three top-notch answers.
Mm-hmm.
But I've definitely witnessed arguments before between mother and daughter about the bedroom being messy.
So you reckon bedroom?
Yep.
For the win? And the game is bedroom on the board. No, it's not. Points go to the Hardings and it takes it to 307, making them our brand new champions. These are the answers, White Laws, we're looking for. Chores. Kissing. Just about everything, Mum and Dad. Congratulations to the Hardings. White Laws, it's farewell. A fun and fond farewell. Thank you, Rob. Thanks for playing. And you guys will be taking home $1,680, which you accumulated through our fast money round in previous nights. So, well done. They are our White Laws. And not just that, but also a gift card for $1,000 from Showcase Jewelers, your local independent jeweller. So, well done. Mel goes, yes! That's what I came for! Nice work. Righto, Hardings, brand new champions, fast money time, front and centre. Well, this is cool.
The sisters have
stolen it in the dying seconds of the game to become our brand new champs, and relief as well. You're heading back to our soundproof booth. That's back that way. You and I are going to shoot for $10,000, and we do it next. Fast Money on Family Feud.
We're on Facebook and Twitter. Plus, you can find us on YouTube and catch all the action on 10Play.
Time here on The Feud. Let's see if the Harding family can win some cash right now. Anna, you in the commercial break were the most excited I've ever seen anybody on this show. What is the story?
I am so excited. We have never, ever won anything in our lives. So I am just over the moon, pumped. I could lift you, cuddle you, them, everybody. The whole audience, I think I could do it. I could do it.
So this is a big deal.
Oh, this is such a big deal. I'm so happy.
And we haven't even got to the money bit yet.
We haven't got to the money bit yet. No.
But that's right now. Now, if you and Denna get 200 points or more between you, you'll win $10,000, OK? Now, Denna's currently in our soundproof booth, courtesy of Best and Less, and cannot hear your answers at the moment. I'm going to ask you five questions, going to give you 20 seconds to answer, OK? Now, if you pass, we'll come back if there's time, and the clock starts at the end of the first question. So, are you ready?
I am ready.
It's all been fun up till here.
This is a serious
bit. This is the good bit, OK?
OK.
20 seconds on the clock, please. Best of luck.
Thank you.
Name something you would do to entertain yourself on a plane.
Read a book.
Name something you might keep in a box hidden under your bed.
Jewelry.
Name something that might chase you in a paddock.
Horse.
Name a breakfast item you eat on the run.
Up and go, cereal.
Name a romantic sunset activity.
Cocktails.
Excellent work. Now, so you're excited about everything that happened up until now. How do you feel about that?
I really don't care about this. I'm excited that we won.
Let's do it anyway. Come on. Breathe in and out. Name something you would do to entertain yourself on a plane. You said, read a book. The survey says.
Good.
That's exactly what you needed to do. Name something you might keep in a box hidden under the bed. You said,
my jewellery.
Survey says.
Oh, no. Doesn't matter.
Name something that might chase you in a paddock, you said. Horse could chase you in a paddock, the survey says. 16, good. A breakfast item you eat on the run, you said. Up and go, you have to take your first answer. Survey says. 17. And name a romantic sunset activity, and you said. Romantic. Survey says 11. Nice. was it fun? I'm glad you had fun, Anna. Well done. Head back, clear the board. Welcome back, Denna.
Thank you.
You need 135 to get 10,000.
Oh, dear.
So I've got a little bit of work to do, but she's all right. I'm going to ask you the same five questions, but you're the second player, so I'll give you an extra 5 seconds, OK? If you pass, we'll come back if there's time. And if you repeat an answer that's already there, you'll hear this sound. And I'll ask you to try again. Can we remind everybody of Anna's answers, please? And 25 seconds on the clock. And the time starts from the end of the first question. So, good luck.
Thank you.
Name something you would do to entertain yourself on a plane.
Read a book.
Try again.
Watch a movie.
Name something you might keep in a box hidden under the bed.
Money.
Name something that might chase you in a paddock.
A horse.
Try again.
A cow.
Name a breakfast item you eat on the run.
Up and go.
Try again.
Cereal.
Name a romantic sunset activity.
Picnic on the beach.
Excellent job. You're sisters, aren't you?
Yeah.
Here we go. So, sisters, alike or not alike?
We sound alike, we don't look alike.
You answer the same, there's no doubt about that. Righto, let's go.
Name something you would do to entertain yourself on a plane. You said, I'd watch a movie. Action, romantic, comedy?
Anything.
Anything.
Action, I'm an action girl.
Survey says, 40! That was the top answer.
Very good.
Name something you might keep in a box hidden under the bed. You said, money. You've got a great start because you also have the top answer for this one. So, well done. So, we need 66 points for $10,000. Name something that might chase you in a paddock. You said, a cow? Like an angry cow.
Might have been. A bit late now, though.
But we said cow. Had you said bull, you would have got the top answer. So we need 42 now.
Okay.
This is good. Mm-hmm. Name a breakfast item you eat on the run. You said cereal. How does that look exactly?
Not very good.
As you're running
good.
Down the street
no,
to work.
No, not very good. Muesli bar.
Survey says. Toast was the top answer. So we ended in 25. You're playing superbly right now. Okay. Final question was, name a romantic sunset activity. You said, a picnic on the beach. Beautiful answer. Romantic location. Is it enough? Is it 25 or more? Do you reckon?
Oh, I hope so.
Ready to do it? Look at the family.
Oh, look at her. She's...
I don't care.
Can you stop saying you don't care?
You don't
This
care.
Is supposed to be really fun
I'm
and important.
I'm so happy. Oh, stop it.
$10,000 could make you a whole lot happier. Survey says... Oh. No! A beach walk. A walk on the beach would have been the top answer. Well done, Denna. Great job. Hey, Anna. Happy Anna. You did win $10 for every Fast Money point, so congratulations, and let me back again next time to play for $10,000 and maybe go on to win the car. Who knows? Stay tuned for the project, news for all the family, and join us again next time right here on Family Feud. I'm Grant Denyer. Good night, Australia. Bye.